Beth Schwartz is with us this morning. She's the superintendent of ISD 166, and you had a special board meeting on Friday.
We did.
Well, what happened?
Well, couple of real exciting things. Again, we are working on quality compensation and program that the state has approved, and our final step as far as kind of wrapping that up and making sure it's going to go through was memorandum of understanding between the teachers union and the school district, and the union has passed that and the district now has passed that. So that's exciting that we are definitely, doesn't seem to be anything that's going to stand in the way of that very important funding.
Good. And then the other very important issue is the Cook County Community Center and the school's hookup with it.
Yes, it's, as everyone knows, it has been a very long process. And sometimes processes like that are needed so that everybody's voices gets heard, and I think we've done that. And after weighing everything, in fact, the school board has decided that since the county commissioners are going to build a community center, that attaching it to the school is, in fact, the best thing for the taxpayers that are involved with our district, and then, which of course is everybody, and then also the students, and looking at just a large amount of benefit for students and families.
As I understand it, you know, attorneys walk the board through this, and
correct. Unfortunately, the district's attorney had a family emergency he had to attend to, so he wasn't able to walk our board through, but I appreciate Byers-Heron stepping up and walking the school board through the purchase agreement, of course, recognizing that he represents the county, and so therefore the school board appropriately passed the purchase agreement pending our own legal review, and our attorney will be back in town this week, and well, they're in Virginia, and he'll review and get back to us with any concerns that he has. So the other thing that has to happen now that the district is looking at moving forward with this is we do have to have a public hearing on the closure of the West Wing. Whenever a school district closes a portion of their facility, they do have to give public a chance to express concerns over programming that happens. Well, of course, in our case, we have to follow that law, but the only programming that is happening on that end of the building right now are a few PE classes, which, of course, will continue to happen. We're just going to have to be a little creative on scheduling. And then, of course, when the community center is built, we will be able to expand our programming, which is really exciting, particularly in the areas of swimming, lifeguard training, things along that line.
Now, so, the offices that were a part of community ed, they're, where are they now?
Well, at the moment, they are still where they were on that end. So we have AEOA is currently located in the West Wing still, and community education offices are still located in the West Wing. What we are going to do is orb management, we'll walk through and we're going to decide, do we in fact have to locate them now, or can they stay put for 2 months, 3 months, 4 months? When is it that they're going to be actually demolishing that end of the building? And then if that needs to happen quickly, we're looking at various locations to put them. One possibly might be the JMCC, because we know that the JMCC structure is not going to be demolished.
JMCC.
The Jane Manowski Conference Center, which is on the west end.
Oh, it won't be.
And that won't be demolished. We're hoping to preserve all the artwork and everything. Mm-hmm. That's going to be part of the community center, but it's just going to basically get a facelift, new carpeting.
Okay, we've been speaking with Superintendent Beth Schwartz, and thanks for the update, and we'll certainly be in touch with you again soon as this progresses.
All right, thank you, Jay.